Hello, this is the Midday News on English Waves Radio, and I'm Nia Kaysen. The director of Orpea will be summoned next week by the government. The group of private nursing homes has been accused of mistreating its residents. These accusations come after an investigation by journalist Victor Castanet in his book Le Fossoyeur, which comes out today. According to the organization's employees, elderly people are sometimes left for days without receiving care in order to reduce costs. The management continues to deny this. The Minister of Health, Olivier Véran, has not excluded the possibility of an investigation into these allegations. ODF employees are on strike today. At the call of several unions, they will protest against the government measures planned to contain the rise in electricity bills. The executive has asked ODF to sell more electricity at low prices to its competitors to protect the purchasing power of the French. Teachers will also protest tomorrow against the health protocol in schools, among other issues. The unions have demanded the delivery of 5 million FFP2 masks in schools to fight against COVID-19. Minister of Education Jean-Michel Blanquer today announced that 90% of these promised masks have arrived. The crisis in Ukraine is at the heart of a meeting today in Paris. French, German, Russian and Ukrainian diplomatic advisers will meet to try to ease tensions. Emmanuel Macron for now favours engaging in dialogue, but promises a response in the event of an invasion of Ukraine by Russia. The head of state will meet on Friday by telephone with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin. And finally, the list of nominees for the César's Best Film was published this morning. The list includes Bac Nord, L'Evénement, La Fracture, Illusion Perdue and On a dix mille nuits dans la jungle. This 47th edition will take place on February 25th at the Olympia. You've been listening to the Midday News and I'm Nia Kaysen for English Waves.